Hello?
Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm coming from Opinions Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask you some questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not sending anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Am I speaking with Aaron?
Yep.
Okay, so how are you doing, Aaron, today?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Would you mind helping us out with this survey?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's get started over here. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
2 years.
2 years, okay.
Yeah.
And what is your primary branch of the trade? So we have different options here. We have tile setter, bricklayer, stonemason, marble, plaster, tile, marble. What do you mostly do there?
PCC, but that would be...
Well, I have that here. PCC, restoration.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that. Moving on. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, an apprentice, a finisher or helper, or an improver?
An apprentice.
Apprentice, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And this is a yes or no question. Are you currently working at that trade?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Approximately, how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None.
None, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That's a really good thing. And yes or no, okay, yes or no question, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No? Okay. Moving on, another yes or no. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Moving forward, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
A lot more.
A lot more, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And this question is somewhat similar. It says, and do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same union construction projects as last year?
There's probably... More
also?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Yes or no? Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
No, it's not enough.
All right. Thank you for that. Another yes or no? Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Next question, yes or no. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it is funded... It was founded primarily privately through the state or local government or through the federal government?
I have no idea.
You have no idea, okay?
Yeah.
Next question. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
Less.
Less, okay.
Yeah.
Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I'm going to say better.
Okay. Thank you for that. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Okay, so I'm going to read you a list, okay? So first we go with dust and air quality. Second, COVID-19. Fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns.
Yeah, I don't really have any safety concerns.
All right, sounds good. And yes or no? Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it in person or online?
It was in person.
Okay. Thank you, sir. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in that activity in the past 12 months. So we have three activities. First one is union organizing.
No.
Okay. Picketing.
No.
Okay. And the last one is a political canvassing.
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visited a project that you worked on? So the options are regularly, occasionally, or never.
Occasionally.
Okay. Sounds good. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and mention them. We have local TV news, programming, cable news, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, print or online newspapers, and the radio.
It'd probably be friends, radio, local media, and then, I guess cable TV is the last.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do, local programming, we'll do in the internet, then cable news. No, you said, which one's the least you said? I'm sorry.
Cable news.
Okay, cable news.
Cable, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Next, moving on. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? And the selections are education, foreign policy, the environment, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, healthcare, immigration, or something else?
Healthcare right now.
Healthcare, okay. Thank you for that. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
Yes. Have you heard a little bit about it, somewhat about it, or a lot about it?
A little bit.
Okay. Thank you for that. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, or not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
I think it's very important that they support it.
Very important. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? So you have the Democratic Party, a Republican, or Republicans, or both? Well, you have all those three options.
Both?
Both? Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute?
The workers, I guess.
The United Auto Workers?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Okay, the first is his job as a president overall. So do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve. Yeah, I guess.
Okay. What about his job on the economy?
Somewhat disagree, I guess. Somewhat, yeah.
Disapprove? Okay, somewhat disapprove.
Yeah.
All right. Next one, support for labor unions.
I'm going to say somewhat approve.
Okay. Next one, healthcare.
Strongly approve.
Okay. Next one, foreign affairs.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And the last one would be immigration.
Somewhat approve, or yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. Moving on. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? So you have the same options, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Okay, somewhat approve. Thank you for that. Moving on, are you a registered voter, sir?
No.
Okay. This is a yes or no question. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Okay. So we have a couple of open-ended questions here, and so that requires your opinion. And so the first one is, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Visit more, like more places.
I'm sorry, you said visit?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want the union to visit more places? For example?
Like schools. Like I'm doing a lot of work at Cornell. They visit a couple of times. But usually don't see them that often.
Okay, and what do you think that would do to students that are attending schools?
Well, if they don't figure something out, they might join the union.
Okay. Okay, let me see. I'm writing that down over here. Okay, next one. Moving on. This is another open question. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Recruitment. getting more people to join.
Okay. Bear with me here. Okay. Thank you for that. Next one here. We're almost done, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Regular mail, texts, emails, job site, or union meetings?
Text.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
A couple times a year.
Okay. And let me see. We're almost done. Now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, as a Republican, or something else? We also have the independent, and we have the other and independent choices.
I guess independent.
Independent, okay.
Yeah.
And do you think of yourself as a as closer to a, let me see. It says that do you think of yourself as a closer to the Democratic or to the Republican Party?
Or you're Democratic.
Yeah. Democratic, okay. All right, yeah. Here we go. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, sir?
Hispanic.
Okay. Latino, Hispanic?
Yep.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please? Can you say it to me?
Aaron.
Aaron. Very good. Okay. So, Aaron, I really appreciate your time here. We all do, and thank you for participating. And you have a great weekend, okay?
All right, you too. Thanks.
Bye bye.
Bye.
into the front.